Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 3. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Solomon again speaks to us in the name of the Lord and encourages us to obey and apply the Word of God to our lives. As we have looked at this book, a fascinating truth emerges from it. Time and time again, he has commended to us the Word of God with an earnest appeal to keep it, live by it, and trust it. Now, if Solomon were an ordinary man on the street who was a follower of God, that fact would not be very noticeable. But here he is, the wisest of men, not imploring us to listen to him, but to God. Admittedly, he does share with us the wisdom he has received from the Lord, but on many occasions he simply turns us to the Scriptures themselves. He describes the Word of God as a treasure to be kept secure. When a person has something of extreme value, he treats it with care. If he doesn't, he may live to regret it. On a recent trip through Hong Kong, I purchased a camera as a graduation present for my son. He was delighted. He had taken courses in photography for 2 years in high school and was just elated to have this fine camera to continue his interest in the subject. While we were on a trip to Dallas, Texas, the church where I was speaking placed us in a downtown hotel. One night, after we returned from the meeting, we saw that the camera was missing. Someone had stolen it out of our room. Now, the devil is out to rob you of the effects of the Word of God in your life. The Bible says, "And these are they, by the wayside, when the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." He can rob you of the influence of the word by causing you to doubt it, disobey it, and disregard it. Solomon's admonition is strong. We must keep the Word of God as that which we cannot live without. In our physical diet, there are certain things that are musts, without which we grow weak and sickly. Yesterday, I was talking to a missionary who spoke of the ill effects on his physical well-being when his diet was not provided with enough iron. A friend of mine in the Middle East suffered the ill effects of the lack of vitamin B. We need a daily supply of protein and so on. Jesus taught, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." In light of all of this, is it any wonder that Solomon's command is to write the Word of God upon the table of the heart? This is a practice that has blessed the hearts of millions, and these, in turn, have been used of God to bless the lives of others. 3 weeks ago, I needed a tape that contained a message on forgiveness. I wrote to Dr. Jack Mitchell in Portland, Oregon, and asked if he could send one. Dr. Jack sat down and began to share on the subject. I was once again amazed at this man's command of Scripture. Scores of passages flowed from his lips as he discussed the subject. People travel far and wide to hear this man speak. Why? Because of his innate wisdom? No, because he has, over the years, faithfully written the Word of God upon the table of his heart. Do this, and your life will be a blessing to others around you who are in need.